This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Donald Trump will face an impeachment trial in the Senate after the impeachment article against the former president is sent to the chamber Monday, according to an announcement by Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. Schumer says senators will have to decide if they believe the former president incited the insurrection.
I've been speaking to the Republican leader about the timing and duration of the trial, but make no mistake, a trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote whether to convict the president.
Meanwhile, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment trial should be pushed back until February to give the former president time to prepare.
Senate Republicans strongly believe we need a full and fair process for the former president to mount a defense, and the Senate can properly consider the factual, legal, and constitutional questions at stake.
There is some evidence that the new strain of coronavirus identified in Britain is not only more transmissible, but also more deadly, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday. He said at a Downing Street press conference, quote, the new variant may be associated with a higher degree of mortality, end quote. The World Health Organization and pharmaceuticals giant Pfizer announced Friday a deal for up to 40 million initial doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for poorer countries through COVAX Global. A steady drip feed of public officials admitting to having been vaccinated ahead of priority groups has sparked uproar on social media in Spain at a time when several regions are tightening restrictions in an effort to curb a spike in infections. Several local mayors admitted to getting vaccinated before their turn, while the regional health chief of one area was heavily criticized both for getting vaccinated and saying he'd done it under pressure.